Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Cafe Radio. What's happening, everybody? It's your man, Mr. E, checking in on this beautiful Tuesday evening in the DMV. What's going on, Carol? What's going on, Pocket Man? What's going on, Margie? And what's going on, lovely lady Nina? Let's play some music, y'all.
WDMV.
Thank you.
that's right. I hope you can feel it. I can feel it. This is that guy, Kim. Come on, man. Sing a song.
For every woman that needs a man, there's a man that needs you too, oh, baby. Maybe I'm the man for you. You hear my heart, you fill my life, you make my day. I'm more in every way, my baby. 'Cause you open me, can you feel it? I care for you, I wanna hear from you. All that's around me, love, baby. I love you there for you. By the nights are long, but I refuse to let you go. Maybe I'm crazy.
You're a little crazy sometimes, I know.
Well, maybe no one loves you better. With all my love, all my time, with all my heart, my soul, my mind, I will be here. I will be.
Can you feel it?
I can't for you.
Yeah. Love that track, man. Brand new Kim. It's called Can You Feel It? You heard it first right here on WDMV with yours truly, DJ Mr. E. That's from his brand new CD, Intimacy 3. Man, a lot of good music. I'd like to welcome everybody that's just getting into the show, man. A lot of you latecomers are just getting in here. Got Durban, South Africa in the house. Got my people in Westmoreland, Jamaica checking in, man. ATL is in the building. You know how we get it in. Thank you so much, ATL, in my hometown, Danville, Virginia, Chatham, Virginia, Gretna, Virginia, Martinsville, Lynchburg, all those people checking in, man. Let's get this thing going.
You're grooving with DJ Mr. E on WDMV.
Just like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar. Just like a sunny day, giving birth to
it reminds me of you.
Just like a Christmas morning or a needle story,
it reminds me of you.
Or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday,
it reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. I really got you. I thought of
do that move I like. That's it. That's it. Now bring those horns in.
Little set right there. Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio. It's your man DJ Mr. E. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Tons of people are listening tonight, man. I guess it's because we have a superstar guest coming on the show tonight, and I do believe that he's on the line right now. Let me check it out right here. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Is this my man Brian?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, man.
Who was that? That song was pretty hot.
That was hot like fire, wasn't it? That was from the brothers from the OJs. That was Eric Nolan Grant.
Oh, okay.
From the Mighty Mighty OJs. The song is called It Reminds Me of You.
Is that new?
It has not been released yet.
Oh, that's hot.
You know, every now and then I get some exclusive stuff. That's my partner of mine, so I got that. Just as to go back for everybody, prior to that Eric Nolan Grant track, we did Groovin' by BWB. We did Doo-Wop That Thing by Jeff Lorber. Can You Feel It by Kim? And I kicked off that set with Chasing Spirals by Alex Bogion. So what's happening, Brian? How you feel, man?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. I got a brand new baby girl, man. She's keeping me up. But other than that, I'm elated.
I heard that news, man. And somebody on Facebook, they told me to make sure that I congratulated you, on the birth of your new baby girl, man. So my applause and congratulations. So you got cigars?
Thank you. I'm tickled pink, man. I don't know what to do. Every time I come in the house, all I do is stare at it and hold it. It's crazy. Anyway.
That's what you do. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. The hell took you so long to get on the show?
I don't know.
Hey,
it was
easy.
Yeah, it was many times I've seen you, man, and we talked. It was like, all right.
But we made it happen. Thank our friend, my baby Linda, who's listening out there right now. Thank you, Linda, for the hookup. And I appreciate you, man. You know, I see you, I come to see you pretty much every Thursday night when you're there. At one of my favorite places here in the DMV, Half Note Lounge, man. What do you love about Half Note?
I like the Half Note. I like the vibe, and you can't just come up in the Half Note as a musician and not come to play, because people will let you know if you're not doing it like you need to do it, because you got to keep it rocking. They got a dance floor right in front of the stage. And from an instrumental standpoint, without vocals, it's really hard to keep people dancing. But we managed to keep that groove happening.
And that's one of the things that sets you apart, man, because you know, by me being a frequent flyer there, I check out the bands there. And a lot of the jazz bands now are instituting vocalists into their act. But you're kind of being resistant to that. You're doing a little bit, but you're not doing it as much as some of the other acts that frequent, you know, the scene here. Why is that?
Well, part of it is budget. And the other part is it's a challenge, you know. If you can make the music groove enough and groove hard enough, we don't need a vocalist. And then, you know, when you do get a vocalist, it's going to be off the heezy. But I just look at it as a challenge. I look at myself as a vocalist that speaks through the horn.
Okay. Let's talk about the album a little bit. Let's talk about The Storm. The first track we're gonna listen to is the title track. That's a special request from Linda Renee that we play "Eye of the Storm." But what made you choose that song as the title of the album?
Actually, it was probably the first track that we wrote. I collaborated with a friend of mine named Jonathan Davis. We've done two collaborations. The first collaboration was the Saxy Christmas, and then we collaborated on Eye of the Storm. And that was we were playing at an engagement, and he was playing some chords, and I just played a melody on top of it, and then we put the song together just like that. We didn't think about it or nothing. It just happened. It was really cool how it came about.
All right, that's cool. How long have you been doing this, man?
Since 19. I was part of, I've been doing it professionally probably since 89. Yeah, that's not making me too old, is it?
Nah, man, that's good. But hey, man, I continue to put my age out there. I'm 50 years old, so you know, you youngins, not telling your age, I don't get that, man. I'm happy to be 50, and I'm gonna keep it pushing and keep making it do what it do.
You look good, man. Eat your vitamin regimen.
Hey, man, I give it to you too, and I do take my vitamins every day. Let me ask you this: your start, man, back in the day, did you start out? How did you start out as a sax player? Are you church based? Did you just pick it up one day? Were you introduced to it? Did somebody influence you to want to be a sax player? I mean, how did it all start?
It basically started with me wanting to be like my father. He played saxophone, and he always played around the house. I always wanted to play it. I got pictures when he's been practicing with me hanging on his leg. I was like 2 years old, so I was always around it. And when I got big enough, I told him I wanted to try to learn how to play. And then I guess I was about eight years old. And I learned how to play a little bit. They rented me an old beat-up sax. And I went to we used to have family talent shows at Thanksgiving at my aunt's house. And me and my dad played Silent Night. And everybody laughed at me and all that. So I quit too. Well, till I was in like seventh grade, I picked it back up again, and then pretty much stayed with it. I quit a couple more times, but it's one of those things where I always kept coming back to it because music is always been a part of my life.
That's cool, man. I got a friend in the chat room. You know, the chat room is wide open. We got people in the chat room from all over. A friend of mine named Carol. She lives in Philly. She just posted that Leon Huff is on a real music kick, and he's trying to keep good music around. He's interested in live performance coming to Philly, man. I'll try to hook you guys up on Facebook to see if, you know, she's connected up there with the OJs and a lot of different people. Maybe she can do something with you up there, man.
That's cool. I, a couple of, what was that? That was last October. I played at an event at Virginia State University, and Kenny Gamble was there. And we covered a tune, Hurry Up This Way Again.
Yeah. Damn. Great.
And it was really cool to actually get to play the song for the man who actually had something to do with it, you know. That was real cool. It was an honor.
Yeah, That is crazy, man. I mean, just simply because you said that, because right here on the show last week, I played The Stylist and Turn Up This Way Again. I just dropped that track last Tuesday night, man, so that's ironic. But look, man, we're not going to chat these people up all night. Let's get into this music, man. I love the music. We're going to do a couple of tracks from Eye of the Storm, and we're going to even I have not even gotten to the Christmas mode yet, but I'm going to allow Brian Lanier to do that. We're gonna drop a couple of the Christmas tracks from A Saxy Christmas. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, Brian, you're going to hang around, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, Mr. Brian Lanier, and this track is called Eye of the Storm. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
that's what I'm talking about. Good music, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Lanier, man. Let me put my hands together and give you a rousing round of applause for that joint. That track is like super hot, man. I understand why Linda loves it so much, as do I, man. So kudos on that one, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook, Brian, BrianLenAir. Carol from Philly just sent you a friend request whenever you go back on, man. And she also, I just shot you a text message with Leon Huff's email address. So connections
great.
Are being made, man. Connections are being made.
That'll work.
And also in the chat room, I got my man Pocket Man. He said you owe him a cigar. He's coming to get a cigar.
Pocket Man.
Pocket Man. You know Pocket Man?
I don't know about that thing.
He's a drummer. Pocket Man, clap, 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 he said. You'll know. I'm sure you'll know. He sent you a friend request, too, I think. Oh, you may be friends on Facebook, but Pocket will make yourself known. But, okay, man, check this out. When did you record the Christmas album?
Actually, it was October 2008.
October 2008.
Yep, and I just started a nationwide promotion on it this year, though. And it's doing very well. Very well. Actually, both CDs I started nationwide promotion on just a couple months ago. And from independent on smoothjazz.com, independent label chart, Iron Storm is now like 6. And the Christmas CD went from like 40 to 23 or something like that. And it's only been on like 2 weeks. So stuff is moving along pretty nice, man. And Eye of Storm is at 14 on Billboard, which is like the Nielsen, not the Billboard sales, but Billboard radio spins.
Right.
It's like at 14. That's nationwide. So we're making a good showing out there.
That's excellent, man. Congratulations. Keep pushing it. Let's do everything we can on this thing to get it to number one. Get both CDs. Let's have the CD number one and number two on the charts, man. That would be hot.
That would be crazy. They're also, both of them are available on iTunes. I just got that up and happening too. That's been a blessing. They're iTunes and CD Baby, but iTunes, you know, that's the big thing.
Right. Is there anybody, Brian, that you want to work with right now? Any you got anybody that you would love to record or play with right now? No is an acceptable answer, bro. If you just want to keep...
Yeah, not really. I've gotten a chance, but the only reason I say that is because I used to play with Spur of the Moment, and we got a chance to play with, like, so many different people, man, and so many different artists, and I've basically met and got to perform with anybody who I've always wanted to meet. You know, for the most part, I mean, I've been Quincy Jones and stuff like that, but from jazz, when I was coming up, from the people that I idolized, I got a chance to beat or play with, like Grover Washington. I got a chance to work out with him, and he would let me come play with him on some of his sets. Got to meet George Howard, Stanley Turrentine, David Sanborn, George Benson, Al Jarreau, Mickey Howard, played with Christopher Williams, been played with Peebo Bryson. I played with a whole lot of different people.
Okay. Well, you've gotten it in, man.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, 646-378-0763 is the number right here. Call in, press 1 on your phone if you have a question or comment for Mr. Brian Lanier. We do have a caller real quick, Brian. You don't mind if we take one, right?
No, it's cool. Actually, you know, there's one person I do want to record with, and that's Will Downey. I played in his band for about 5 or 6 years, and I love his voice, man. I would love to collaborate and write a song and make it happen. So.
Cool. That's a good man to do it with too, man. Let me see if I can get this caller on. Oh, the caller chose not to come on. Okay. Oh no, here's the caller. Caller. Nope. That is not a caller. Okay. All right, we good, man. Let's play one more track from Eye of the Storm before I go into the Christmas joint, man. Let's get your groove on. Tell me a little bit about that.
Get your groove on. We had to make that a little politically correct. It was called Get Your Swerve On. But we didn't think that was going to cross all political barriers, so we had to soften it up a little bit. But that was one of those tunes that we another tune that we made up on the spot. Me and Jonathan and I do a lot of collaborating, man, and we just, I don't know, our chemistry is really good, so he'll make up one piece, I'll make up one piece, and then we'll put them together, and bang, bang, we got a song, like 15 minutes. And we didn't have a title for it. So we played it a couple times, and we had people write down different titles. And had kind of like a little title contest, and Get Your Swerve On was it. That's what we were going to call it, but kind of thought that wouldn't cross all lines too well. So we tried to...
Let's move on real quick right here from the LP Eye of the Storm, Brian Lanier. This is Get Your Groove On.
Thank you.
Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio with your man DJ Mr. E. Brian Lanier is in the building. Eye of the Storm is the name of his latest CD, along with his Christmas CD, A Saxy Christmas. Let me ask you a question, man. When we're on this end and we grooving to your music, what you doing on the other end?
Grooving. Yes, sir. I listen to my stuff. I listen to it so much, man. It's crazy. I'm always analyzing and trying to figure out how to make the next thing better, but I'm always listening to my stuff.
Yeah, that's cool, man, because, you know, like a lot of musicians say they don't. A lot of actors don't look at their own movies. A lot of musicians don't listen to their music after they, you know, cut the track. But,
right.
Hell, you got to like it if you want me to like it. So that's a beautiful.
Yeah. I love it.
Give a quick shout out real quick to my new real estate agent who's been listening since 9 o'clock, Miss Nina Gilchrist. She's an associate broker and realtor, Gilchrist and Associates, 2207 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C., 202-200-9852 for all your residential and commercial needs. Give me a call, man. Look at me doing commercials and stuff. It's all good. Hey, B, what was I going to ask you, man? I had a question I wanted to ask you. You know what? I'll get back to it. We got a caller on the line, man. Let's take a caller real quick.
All right. Caller
257. Yeah, that's what happens, man. I know where that caller, that's a call coming from Grace's. They sitting out on the patio smoking cigars. I know whose number that was. That was Jazz. But anyway, man, I forgot what I was going to ask you. I really did. What are you doing? What are you doing? Give me some of your lineup. What do you got coming up? You got a lot of events coming up over the Christmas holiday, over New Year's. Are you already booked for New Year's?
Actually, I'm tentatively booked for New Year's. I got it in pencil. So if anyone has something that they want might need some a hot jazz band, please give me a contact at brianlanier.com. On the 30th, we have a gig up in Springfield, Massachusetts, promoting the CD. Going to be playing for WEIB FM, which is one of the smooth jazz stations. There's a few smooth jazz stations still left in the country. And they happen to be playing my stuff quite a bit. So I'm going to go up there and give Springfield, Massachusetts a little bit of D.C. flavor. Hope they're ready.
That's cool. Hey, do you incorporate a little bit of our D.C. stuff into your music when you travel?
Yeah, it's in the writing of the music. It's in the playing of the music. There's nothing you can't, and you know, it can't be denied. The go-go, basically the go-go swagger, if you're from D.C., it's hard not to be influenced by it. Like on that last song, Get Your Groove On, it had some go-go hot sauce in it. It's just, I don't know, man. It's part of the musicians around here. It's inside your blood. If it don't swing, man.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, I was saying last week I had Jeff Majors on the show, Harper's Jeff Majors, and even though he does gospel, he does a little jazz, and he incorporated a little funk into his music, man. So it's entrenched in, I believe, all the musicians that are here in the DMV, you know, no matter where they play, you know, whether it's up and down the East Coast or whether they go to an island or somewhere, but they always take a little bit of D.C. with us, man. And I appreciate it.
And the people that are from outside of the area that try to imitate or to emulate it, they have a hard time. It's something that you just can't put your finger on. They just don't quite have it.
All right, man, I'm going to do Rock Creek Park, man. You got that from some cats right here in the DMV from D.C., right?
Yep. Blackbirds.
Heard in
the original. And thought I'd put a little swing on it. I have a couple versions of it. I did the song was supposed to be I was supposed to work on a collaboration with Little Benny, and right before he passed, man, the day that he passed away, he left a message on my machine saying he was down for doing the project. We were going to do this thing called Jazz Go Go. We were going to fuse jazz and go go together, and unfortunately, he passed away. And then I did a go-go version of a tribute to him with Sugar Bear from EU and James Funk. And that turned out pretty good. I don't know which version you're going to play. But
I was going to do the remix. I got the go-go version also. I was actually going to do the remix. But you know what, man? We got a minute. We can do it all. I'm going to try this caller one more time, man. This caller keeps trying to get in. Let me see if we can get him in.
I'll be able to play.
Caller 2457. You're live on the air.
Because they won't have an address. So when you go to register to vote, you got to give an address.
You know what? I'm going to leave that alone for the rest of the evening, man. 646-378-0763. I want to holler at Brian Lanier. Come on. WDMB Radio, man. Well, hold on. Before I bring you back in, man, let's try Christmas. Hold on, Brian. I got you, bro.
Things have been kind of crazy since you've been gone. The snow is falling and I really wish you were home. It's been too long since I felt you near, but in my heart I know that you are here. Still I can't help but show.
Christmas 2011, y'all. Coming right back to you, Brian. Hold on, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
WDMV Radio, Jazz and Soul Cafe with your man DJ Mr. E and Mr. Brian Lanier. Hey, B.
Yes, sir.
What are your goals, man? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a race car driver, for real, man. Race car driver. I got a need for speed, man. That's my hobby. I race motorcycles and cars.
Hey,
for real, just no joke.
Have you been on your new highway yet?
The new toll joint.
That ICC, yeah.
Nah, I haven't. I don't have an easy pass.
It was free up until Sunday. Yeah, you could have got on for free up until Sunday. Hey, man, really quick, bro, because we get ready to move on to a different segment, but I appreciate you taking the time. What's your website? Where can people get your music? Where you going to appear next? Just put it all out there for them right now if you can. All
right. Website is brianlanier.com. That's BRIANLENAIR.com. For those of you in the D.C., Washington, D.C. area, you can get my music at Kemp Mill in Temple Hills. There's still one record store left. Or you can get it at CDBaby.com or iTunes. I do have 5 CDs out. I have my first CD was called The Journey. Second CD was a gospel CD entitled Inspirations Volume 1. Third CD was the Christmas one. Fourth one is one called The Underground, which is like a live one. You can't get that in the store. You got to get that out of my trunk. And out of the store.
I need to make sure I get a copy of Underground, man. That's
Underground's killing.
I need to play that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Are you at the next
meeting? Yeah. No, I'll be there on the 15th.
On the 15th?
Next Thursday, yep. All
right, cool.
And I'll be at the Holiday Inn Capitol this week, which is at 500 C Street Southwest this Thursday.
That's in the big ballroom downstairs?
No, actually, it's at a place called the 21st Amendment. Like, it's a little lounge.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's at 21st. Marcus and other
guys. And Secret Society. Will be the last Thursday for the year. They usually shut down until like February. So if y'all want to get it in, Thursday's going to be the last day.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the DMV, support this brother. If you enjoyed his music and you are not in the DMV, go to his website and get his music. Cop that music, man. And, Brian, I wish you all the success and luck in the world, man. I'm sure I'll see you again somewhere real soon before the year is up. Somewhere. I was at your church on the first Sunday of November, man, and I ain't see you there that day, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Oh, which church are you talking about, sir?
Your church in Silver Spring, sir.
You're talking about People's. I'm actually an honorary member at People's Community Baptist Church. I'm not a full member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you that day when I went in there. Yeah.
I usually show up sometime around Christmas time, so People's people, keep your eyes peeled. I'll be back real soon.
All right, cool. Hey, man, and the dude I was talking about, the drummer Pocket Man, he says you know him as CB. He still says you own a cigar.
I got him. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, CB.
Thank you, man.
All right, bro. Thanks a lot for taking time out of your busy day, man, to hang out with us right here on Jazz and Soul Cafe Radio, man. Anybody want to shout out real quick?
I'd just like to say shout out to everybody who's listening, man. Wish y'all a happy, safe holiday, and we're going to make it real big 2012. God
That's
bless
right.
y'all.
Don't do. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you. Talk to you real soon.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we get it in. You know how we do. I hope that's the same caller. We're not going to answer that call. Let me see now. It seems like the man is officially in the building. I got to find his music. Let me go up a little bit and get it. World famous, internationally known DJ Jammer has officially checked in. He has been waiting patiently over on the sidelines. And we need to let him do his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready, say DJ Jammer. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't hear you. I need somebody out there to say DJ Jam. Where's your music, DJ Jam? I'm looking for it. 646-378-0763. That's the number here, ladies and gentlemen. While I find the 9 o'clock quick mix, or as I find DJ Jam, as he's rolling around in the studio somewhere, I need to locate him and locate his giddy up for this evening. Give me 1 second. Brian, thank you so much, man, for hanging out. We have, ladies and gentlemen, several people who have kind of lined up or signed up to be guests on the show. But, you know, those of you that are regular with me all the time know that it's pretty much about you and I and the music a lot of times, and I keep it that way. So Brian may be our last guest for this year. I may do one more, but we're going to just keep it between us for the rest of the year, man, and then we'll kick it back off at the top of 2012 with some guests. But right now, it's time for my man, your friend, the nicest guy in the whole wide world, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Jammer.
WDMV Radio.
Are we on the air, sugar?
Yeah.
Presenting your DJ for this evening.
That's my man throwing down.
Once again, back is the incredible
DJ Jammer. Jammer.
WDMV Radio.
Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. One more time. Come on now.
Just turns me on. Thank you.
Yeah.
man. I dug that song up way back in the day. Mother's Finest. Thank you for the love. And that's what I want to do for each one of you that are out there listening under the sound of my voice that support the show each and every week. I really appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. You all are my heroes. As I say, in parting each and every week, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. I will see you next Tuesday night, 8 p.m. right here on WDMV. Thank you, DJ Jammer.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you? Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You in your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on!
Good night, all. Love you guys. Peace.